this land, speaking of the land of Canaan. And it is given to the Israelites by conquest. By the time we get to Joshua 7, at least in the second half of verse 16, they have already experienced a successful military victory against Jericho. And they subsequently, they have experienced a humiliating and even confusing defeat in this area or this town called Ai, Ai. From our perspective, at least, it seems Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I implore you, give glory to the Lord and to God of Israel, and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." So Achan answered Joshua and said, "Truly, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful mantle from Shinar, 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold, 50 shekels of weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are concealed in the earth, inside my tent with the silver underneath it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. Behold, it was concealed in the tent with the silver underneath it. They took them from inside the tent and brought them to Joshua, to all the sons of Israel, and they poured them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the mantle, the bar of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, all that belonged to him, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned him with fire after they had stoned him with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that stands to this day. The Lord Achan is not mentioned first, but it is the sons of Israel who act unfaithfully. And then at the end of that first verse, we see that the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Right? This is this corporate sense of sin is foreign often to our minds, that we can be treated some way because of what someone else has done. Right? When in elementary school, I remember thinking how unfair it was. If someone did something wrong, we weren't able to go out to recess. Jesus Christ.